646-646-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
It is so important. It is so important that our mind, we allow the word to target our mind. You need to weed out those negative thoughts, those weak thoughts, those idle thoughts, those thoughts of fear, those thoughts of dread, those poverty thoughts, those thoughts of lack, those thoughts of fear of the future, those thoughts of uncertainty, all the wavering. You can clean your closet out. You can fill your mind with the Word of God and become a living epistle that wherever you go, wherever your feet tread, whatever your hand does, it has to prosper. Because that's how you think. That's that place of your divine appointment where God will turn the clock on. It's your escape velocity. See, some need to change tonight how they are thinking, how they are perceiving things, how you approach things. When you start moving in confidence and moving with certainty, situations around you change. Yeah, they do. It's not mysterious. It's not magic. Actually, it's quantum physics. It happens. How you think can change a lot of things. When you take governance and control of your soul life and you only think a certain way, when you get a mind, well, you know what? Ain't nothing stopping me. I'm going to get this done. And I mean, you're going to, you know, there may be delays. There may be things that slow you down, but you keep that mindset. Guess what? Can't nothing stop you. But see, what happens is a little bump comes, and somebody bumps you off your path, and then people start to waver, get uncertain. But see, when you lock in your mind, God is the equalizer. And that's what the world don't understand. We have God on our side. And there you can paint, you can get a man or woman of God in the corner for a while, but you can't keep them in the corner. They're going to get out the corner. Amen. You can't keep them. You can get them down for a little while, but they're not going to stay down.
That's right.
Their spirit is buoyant. God always comes through. Tell somebody right now, God will always come through for you. Come on, tell somebody, get ready for your breakthrough. We're not asking permission. I said, we're not asking permission. We're going to break through. I said, we're not begging somebody to leave us alone. We're going to break through. Come on, tell somebody it's a jailbreak. But you got to break out in your mind and not be afraid to imagine, not be afraid to hope, not be afraid to believe. Time for some of y'all to start thinking big. Now get out of that corner. Get out of that box. Get out of that fear. Stop basing everything on your past experiences. Amen. Yesterday's over. Amen. You'll never see that day again.
Amen.
Ephesians 4 and 3 affirms what Romans 12, 1 and 2 is saying. Ephesians 4, 23 says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the spirit of your mind. Again, how you approach situations, how you see situations. You know, there's always a way.
Amen.
I said, there is always a way. God will always make a way. Okay, go with me to Isaiah 55 real quick. Isaiah 55 and verse number 6. Let's read these verses. Isaiah 55, 6 through 11. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen? Amen? That gives me an indication of a divine exchange. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And in the natural realm, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. We must rise up to that realm, that higher realm of thinking, and exchange. He said, my word has gone forth, and it will not return to me void or empty, not having accomplished what I sent it to accomplish. Isn't that a wonderful promise?
Amen.
His word that he sent to you and I is not going to return to him void. It's going to accomplish. But
Amen. We,
the part we play is allowing the Holy Spirit, and coupled with our own endeavors and efforts, we allow the word to prosper our soul so that our thoughts become his thoughts. What does God think about your current situation? What do you think about your current situation? Are they one and the same? Do you see the outcome God has promised, or are you expecting something different? Amen. There's a divine exchange. We need to take off and put on. We need to exchange our thoughts. Get rid of those thoughts, those carnal, earthbound thoughts. And take his word and begin to allow his word to saturate our soul, our mind, will, and our emotions. Now go with me to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And we'll start at verse number 17. Let's take a quick look into the life of a rich young ruler. And really, we're talking about naming a harvest. I'm building on something right now, but I want to talk, hopefully before we finish here tonight, a little bit about how we think, as a man thinks, and the significance and importance of how you are thinking. No matter what the circumstances are initially, it's what's important is how you think, what you are thinking. Here the rich young ruler in chapter 10 of Mark, verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. Verse 22, and he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus told the rich young ruler, he said, one thing you lack, one thing you lack. Now, the rich young ruler, he was prepared. Number one, he was prepared from his youth. He knew all these things. He kept all these things, right? He kept all these. He knew these things. He, He answers it, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. One thing he lacked. Jesus said, you lack one thing. Now, he told him, go sell what you have, give it to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven. Come take up your cross, follow me. But the rich young ruler was sad, and he went away sad and grieved because he had great possessions. Jesus said, you lack one thing. What was the one thing? The one thing the rich young ruler lacked, he did not plant. He did not sow. He went away because he was looking at all his possessions. He didn't sow a seed. He didn't plant. There was nowhere that he made contact. You know, without planting, you have no harvest. Jesus said, you lack one thing. If you'll just plant, everything will change. But he, because of his heart being on his possessions, went away grieved. Now, Jesus is not telling everybody to go and get rid of everything that they have. No, the point is, he said, you lack one thing. You've kept all these things from your youth, but you've not planted. We all know farmers, they prepare soil, but if they want harvest, they don't just prepare the soil. They plant. They sow. Come on, simple but very profound. They prepare. The young ruler was prepared from his youth, but he never planted anything. He never sowed. So he went away grieved, disappointed. Farmers prepare the soil, and then they plant the seed. Now, in going into this new year, as we turn the corner and go into this new year, I want all of us to be more mindful of doing what farmers do. Farmers don't guess what kind of seed they put in the label. I want to come and see this. Well, we'll see when it come up. No, farmers name their seed. They know what their seed is. And then they know their harvest. Amen. They know their, come on, they know their seed. They know their harvest. Oh, I'm going to drop some on you right quick here. I won't expound on this, but how many know God is a preserver? I want you to know something here tonight. Some of us, especially in how we think, God is going to preserve you. Now, we think, okay, God's gonna just kind of preserve me. Do you know what preserves are? Whether it be fruit, vegetable, whatever it is, a preserve is something that is not in season. It was taken out of a certain season, but it was preserved. In other words, that season is over, but yet I got these preserved. I got this preserved. I had it for 10 years, and it's still good from that season.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Dr. Norris Weir, inviting you to get on board the Caribbean Gospel Train every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. The Caribbean Gospel Train for the ride of your life.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. The topic